What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are hanging out at home today because Mike has family in town. I had some stuff going on myself, and so we are doing the shows from home. So we're a little bit off. I mean, just a hair. But with that said, guys, we're doing the Falcon Report because we're done at 5 o'clock. So if you're normally tuning in to Dukes and Bell, you're going, guys, it's 4 o'clock. We know. But we want to make sure that we give you a chance to talk about this preseason game and cover all the things that we need to cover. Mike, what are we watching for tonight? Because that's really the question. And by the way, Steve Coonan is going to join us coming up here in 10 minutes. We'll talk with Coonan, Hawks CEO, about all things, and then we'll get to our strong arm story of the day and kind of wrap things up. Braves back in action tonight as well, and we'll talk more about Drake Baldwin, who had a terrific night last night and could be the rookie of the year. What are we looking for tonight with the Falcons?
All right, man. I guess Casey Washington, you've already brought him up, so I'll steal some of your thunder. A dude that we drafted sixth round out of Illinois who has a chance to maybe get some more minutes with Darnell Mooney questionable and out with that the injury. Kadarrell Hodge has been here for years. We talked about signing DJ Chark. He has not really done much of anything that we've talked about. So maybe later in the game, Carl, as a fan, you go, whatever happened to that Nick Nash guy, number 80, wide receiver from San Jose State. So see what this dude can do. He'll get a chance to maybe be out there. And, of course, you'll have Easton Stick and Emory Jones delivering the football. Running back-wise, Carlos Washington's always kind of been the energizer bunny when we're at practice. Nathan Carter, so not exactly household names. And then I think the depth on the defensive line, the interior. You mentioned, Brandon Dorlus. And what about, I said, one of our favorite guys, but a victim of circumstance now with the depth and who got drafted this year, Braylon Trice. So I'm looking forward to see when he does get on the field, what can number 48 do to compress the coaching staff?
Yeah, you know what's funny? We never talked about Grady when Grady Jarrett was here. He's now with the Bears guys, but we just knew what to expect. And for the first time in a long time, we're looking at Grady's position, that D-line spot, and we're looking at Ruka Roro. And we're not sure what that's going to look like. But there'll be a bunch of guys that'll be rotating in. Again, not sure what the rotation will be tonight. But, again, you're talking about whether it's Zach Harrison or Taquan Graham or Morgan Fox or Kentavious Street. There's a bunch of guys to your point on that D-line. But that's something not just this game, but we'll be watching over the next few games, and especially at practice next week when the Titans come in. Mike, what about the nickel position? Billy Bowman, right? He was drafted in the fourth round out of OU, Oklahoma. You've got D. Alford, who came back, Mike Ford, and then Clark Phillips. That's a battle that we haven't necessarily focused on, but it's been ongoing in camp, and we've seen all these guys kind of play. We really do like Bowman, and they're all competing. That's what the secondary coach said about this this week to us. But that's something that's going to play out, too, in this preseason because we're going to go into week one. Somebody's going to own that spot, Mike.
I'm looking at number 37, Kobe with a C, Bryant, okay, out of Kansas. You and I have been watching him in practice. He kind of pops. You mentioned Billy Bowman. Now, even though Billy Bowman technically is described as a safety, he is kind of like, that hybrid that, can be a ball hawk, and he was a guy that gets after the football. Can't wait to see him in action. He's 5'10", so he brings some heat at 194, can play some run support. But a fourth-round pick, and everybody we talked to at SEC Media Days from Oklahoma was gushing about the kind of stuff this guy brings to the field.
Yeah, He's just a playmaker, man. He's long. If you guys have not had a chance to see him up close and personal. So, you know, we talk about these bigger corners. You know, when we say bigger, 6'2", 6'3", those guys, there are very few of those guys around the league. And you're talking about length guys that can cover these big, tall receivers like a guy like Drake London and can run with them. But he's one of those guys. And so, yeah, I think that's something that's definitely on our radar. The other thing we mentioned, and we've been talking about it, Koo, I'm watching you. Younghoe Koo, man. Kicking field goals. Run him out there, Ra. Let me see in these preseason games him kicking some field goals. He's been good at practice. You know, look, we've been joking about whether he missed one or two. Some of these field goals, again, they're testing the limits. So when he misses a 60-yarder, I'm not tripping about that. I need him great between 30, 35, 40 yards, Mike. And I want to see Koo be successful in the preseason so we have confidence going into the season based on what we saw at the end of the year last year.
Yeah, I think we're out of the woods with Koo. I will proclaim Koo as clean, Carl, for you for tonight.
Okay.
I know that I think the physical aspect of it, we brought this up yesterday for guys who missed yesterday's show. When you're out there, I think you're expected to do your job. Now, we don't know nothing about kicking because it's such a unique thing, but, you know, he just was not able physically to hit, and that affected him. The groin, as they say in Texas, or at least in Carl's part of Texas, and it was more groin than hip, we found out. But Koo's got confidence. I mean, Lenny Krieg, and you brought up the fact the international designation will be able to kind of like stash him if need be, if you want to have that insurance policy. He's got a big, big leg, but he's just not as reliable just yet. But I think Koo, if he continues on the trajectory, I think he's back to where he was before that injury when we lost, unfortunately, all that confidence in him.
So here's what's interesting, and I hope you're right, because I just want to not have to worry about it like we did last year. But Koo never missed three field goal attempts in a game until he did last year in an exhibition game in Baltimore. It should have been a precursor to what the season was going to be, but we thought of it as a one-off, right? So preseason matters in these kinds of ways. Not from the standpoint, again, I don't care if we win or lose. That doesn't bother me. But when Koo missed those three field goals last year in an exhibition game, and we were kind of like, that's weird. Then the season started, and he was missing field goals, and then we ultimately missed all those field goals that lost games for us. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about and why I'm paying attention to it. You may be exactly right. He may be out of the woods, may be great health-wise. He seems like he's fine. We've talked to him as well. But that's the stuff, like, you go into a game tonight, and he kicks three field goals. He misses two. I can't say he's out of the woods. That's my issue.
No, I mean, I'm just trying to be glass half full. I think, you know, just basically his vibe, the way he's carrying himself, I think, you know, it was a physical. And it's like, I know we think, you know, kicking, as we said, it's such a unique discipline, but the mental aspect of it, I think he's got some confidence. And they did give those game scenarios or the game situations so far this week with 11-on-11s. We talked about that with Brian McFadden, who was out of practice earlier in the show. You can rewind on the Odyssey app and see what BMAC had to say about, are you getting enough from not having these guys out there in the regular season?
Mike, let me ask you this, because we haven't talked about it. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys. As we mentioned, 5 o'clock, you'll get the pregame show. Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan will have that for you, leading into, of course, the Falcons pregame show, and then Arch, or Dave, and Dave Archer, that is, and Wes Durham will have the call for you. Jalen's going to play tonight. We hadn't really talked about him today. Any expectation for Jalen Walker, who will suit up for the first time and play in an exhibition game on Friday? Limited in practice, guys. We know that. But he did play in that scrimmage they had on Wednesday.
Yeah, and this is why, you know, guys, man, everyone says you're really all over James Pierce Jr. Well, we've seen him, you know, and if he's not getting the quarterback, which he does, he's starting trouble, and he does that too. But Jalen Walker, we've seen him, and he looks good, but, I mean, I can't say, you know, to use our paraphrase, our Gwinnett line, that Walker's popping yet, but we'll be looking forward to seeing, because it's just the nature of a hamstring. Guys know a hamstring requires time, and you got to baby it. So it's probably driving him crazy because he wants to be out there and have us and everybody else in the scouts, and I should say the personnel department going, yeah, we nailed it. He fell to us at 15. This guy's a rock star. We just haven't had a chance to see him do the stuff we saw him do for Georgia, at least on a regular basis so far at Falcons practice. Is that fair?
It is fair. And by the way, just guys, we're telling you what we see, and we're trying to be your conduit to tell you, like, this is what's going on. It doesn't mean we're rooting for or against anybody. We want all of our guys to be successful. But to try to sit here and tell you that Walker has popped, as Mike said, Gwinnett's popping, or to say he's flashed, as I like to say, he hasn't. He's been out there. But that's not to say he's not doing his job either, or that they don't like what they see. So I'm being very cautious about the whole Walker thing, because, again, He was a full go Wednesday at the scrimmage, limited in Tuesday's practice. We're just talking about this week leading up to tonight. But I'm not gonna dispel his versatility, Mike, and his leadership, which I think are the two things they're leaning on to allow him to get to a place once the season starts. We got plenty of time, guys. We got four more weeks. I mean, right. Seriously, we got four more weeks before we have to go for real. And I'm hoping by that point that Walker is ready to go. The deal, though, is that James Pierce Jr. may be at a point a little bit ahead because he's done more leading into that just based on the fact that Walker's been limited. But I don't know, Mike. We hadn't talked about him. I was curious what you thought. Right. We'll see what happens.
No, I mean, we love the guy. Can't wait to see this guy. It's just and I know that we don't want to be prisoner of the moment, but it's hard not to talk about Pierce when he's literally the center of everything happening on the defense when it's one versus one, right?
Yeah, and not just that. I mean, the fact that he is flashing. I mean, like we said, he probably had two sacks in that scrimmage. You know, they don't blow the whistle because, you know, you're not hitting the quarterback. But that's you're exactly right.
And Leonard Floyd looks great. I mean, he's you know, he knows how to manage his time and not burn himself out in camp. He's a KG veteran, so he's doing his thing. Real quick, just sidebar to the Falcons because this does involve the Falcons and Kirk Cousins. Buddy of mine who I ran into this year at Indianapolis, we've sat next to each other a couple of times at the 500, big Colts fan. He just watched the game. He just texted me about 5 minutes ago during the commercial break. He goes, hey, what's the price for Kirk Cousins? Talking about the Indianapolis Colts.
They're now, desperate.
Now, they went. Now, I don't think. I have no idea. Somebody, if Oren, if you want to take the time, look at their cap situation. As Carl says, where there's a will, there's a way. Not to mention, we'd be on the hook for the lion's share. But if Daniel Jones, who looked horrible last night, and Richardson has no instincts, and guys, I've already seen a couple of quarterbacks breaking down that Anthony Richardson got himself hurt last night. You can't blame anyone else because he doesn't know what he's doing. What about the Colts for Kirk Cousins? We talked earlier about the Rams. If they believe in Garoppolo, and if Matthew Stafford's back continues to be an issue.
That's interesting. I mean, first of all, Matt Ryan went there at the end, and it was weird, and he didn't look good, and the team wasn't any good. But if you're telling me they invested in bringing in Daniel Jones and he doesn't look the part or they don't trust him, and that Anthony Richardson's development is not where it needs to be, and they're willing to go make a move like this, yeah, they're desperate, but that's what we need. I mean,
by the way,
that's what we need to happen if Kirk Cousins is going to leave this roster. And again, I have gotten over this obsession that we've had, or at least some of us, with whether he's here or not. I totally believe the Falcons, when now they said, hey, we're comfortable with having him here, and we see that, and he's been here, guys, he's gotten tons of reps. And the other part of this is, God forbid, we do have the best quarterback situation in the league. Because if Penix, something happens, and again, not wishing or hoping any of that crap, but say what you want. We got a really good situation to run a 12 or 13-year vet out there who we thought was going to be that guy last year. I think everybody would feel pretty comfortable. You'd get over this, whatever it is you're upset about it with him if he was to lead us to dubs. So, Mike, we got a really good situation, but yeah, it'd have to be a desperate team like that.
Right. And again, Oren said they got $17 million in cap space, not to mention, you know, it would be a deal where the Falcons are going to eat whatever's on this contract, the most part. Usually more for a draft pick. Just thinking out loud, because the Rams, I mean, that's still, if you're like another, what, two more weeks and Matthew Stafford's still back is whack, you're really going to trust it to Jimmy Garoppolo?
Just no.
We're looking for, I don't want to wish injuries, but those scenarios where maybe Kirk, it's more about us getting something for him, and we wish him the best.
More on the Falcons, guys. We got more games tonight, by the way. The Browns traveling to Carolina. Commanders taking on the Patriots. We'll talk more about it as part of our strong arm story of the day. But when we come back, we'll visit with the Hawks CEO, Steve Koonin. We talked about it yesterday. Mm. It feels like the star of our team may be a little frustrated. We'll find out what the CEO thinks next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Steve Coonan, Hawk CEO, joins us as he does each and every Friday. And it's always good to talk with the Hawk CEO. There's a lot of stuff going on. Steve, first of all, can you believe, I mean, look, we got preseason football tonight, man. Falcons in action down at Mercedes-Benz. Football season's back.
Yeah, I watched two preseason games last night, so something's terribly, terribly wrong with me.
I tell you what, they were entertaining though, Steve. I mean, part of it when you got, you know, it's the argument of letting your, your starters get risk an injury or get them out there and watch Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow look like they haven't skipped a beat.
Yeah, that was interesting. They hadn't played in years in preseason, and they haven't won their first couple of games. And so the coach, give them credit. They swapped the plan, and they were playing. And I think, what did Burrow go, 9 for 10? Some ridiculous, you know, ridiculous, but hell of a quarterback.
He is, and we hope we have a hell of a quarterback in Michael Penix, who's not playing tonight, but We'll get plenty of time to hopefully see him and his development. Let's talk a little bit about the Hawks. Mike and I brought this up yesterday on the show, Steve, and we were talking about the reports. I think Mark Spears from ESPN said he saw Trey or talked to him, I think, at the finals, and he was frustrated that he is yet to be offered a extension. And we have not spoken with Trey, so this is third party. We're just taking it from Mark, who does a terrific job of covering the league. We don't know if he's frustrated, but that was what was implied. What would be your answer to if, in fact, that is true about Trey and his feelings right now about where this is with the Hawks?
Well, if he talked to him at the finals, that was in June, and last time I looked at the calendar, it's now August. So I'm not even sure why this is any news, candidly.
All right. But if he's looking at other guys, now again, he's cryptic. That Trey can be cryptic, Steve. He was looking at Micah Parsons' contract situation, and basically, it's almost, one could say passively aggressively extolling the same argument for what his situation is with the Hawks.
You know, I mean, Trey's under contract this year, and he controls a player option next year for $49 million. So I don't think it's really akin to Micah Parsons, who's out of contract.
Right.
But again, you know, obviously we're not going to talk about rumors or negotiate in the press or any of these kind of things. But, you know, I know that, you know, Trey's been in Atlanta multiple times and seems very happy. So, and something from June kind of makes me scratch my head and wonder.
Steve Coonan, Hawk CEO, joining us, guys. Something I have to ask you, because I was having this conversation with a couple of NBA guys. Are dynasties over? Are dynasties over in the NBA? We just saw a young Oklahoma City team win it, which was great from the standpoint of any market size can win the championship. We've seen that. But they're not going to run off four or five or something crazy that maybe we've seen in years past with whether it's the Lakers or the Celtics or, you know, even Golden State's run. Do you think those days are done?
I think they're going to be challenged. I truly, truly do. I actually saw an article this week in ESPN who asked if dynasties were over. And I think, you know, you have two things. You look at Boston, and I think all of us in 2004, the summer of 04, looked at each other and said, wow, Brown and Tatum, you know, and Porzingis and White, these guys are a dynasty. And now 2 years later, half the team's gone. $300 million in salary's gone. So, I don't know. I'd love to find out in Atlanta.
Right.
Us too.
Well, I mean, as we said, hope springs eternal, and this is a year where we feel that this is going to be a different kind of season, where we are in the playoffs, not the play-in, and just a matter now of, I guess there'll be some benchmarks, and then we can hopefully maybe even make some more moves at the trade deadline if things are going like we expect them to be.
Yeah, and we will announce our schedule next Thursday around 3 o'clock, and been working on that, and really excited about what's going to unveil from the schedule. And you know, it's going to be fun to get the season started. I kind of wish it was October already.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Season unveil next week, guys, as Steve Kuhn is talking about. Hawks fans, make sure you get your updates and stay up on that so you can find out what the season is as far as the home schedule and all the games are going to look like. Hey, as we talk about football, I want to ask you about the Dawgs. We know you hosted Kirby last year. You talked to us about that at the game, and you know, he said he didn't go to a lot of games. I think, did you tell us that was his first game at the Hawks? Last year? So I'm just curious, what are you thinking about the Dawgs? They are not number one. It's University of Texas coming in, you know, to start the season, but Texas has to come to Athens this year. What do you think about the Dawgs, man?
I'm excited that we're not number one. I'm excited that we're getting underestimated. But, let's be honest, there are questions at the most important position. And So we've got to see. And, you know, we do get Texas at home and Alabama at home. I think Alabama's another one who's being underestimated. You got to love all the chatter about Arch Manning going pro, and he's only played like 22 snaps.
Right.
You know, so I think there's a lot of inexperienced quarterbacks, Bama, Texas, us. Not lack of name brand quarterbacks, but inexperienced quarterbacks. And in college football, you know, don't sleep on Florida. They do have a very good quarterback.
Right. Talking about his health, that's the big concern. That's the thing, Steve. It's kind of funny to see Georgia, with the money that they rake in for the football, you know, for the athletic department, the football program, being the plucky underdogs with these Carl's Texas, like Pac-Man, just gobbling people up. I mean, do you see this as, I think we all want the answer at the end of the day. Is it sustainable? And do you think we'll see some real change or just more of these Band-Aids like this House NCAA decision for the time being?
The problem is, who's in charge? Is it the conference chiefs? Is it the NCAA? Is it the government? And with all three of them making rules pretty much simultaneously, I think it kind of becomes self-evident that we have something here that we all love, we're all passionate about. By the way, Netflix new series about the SEC, pretty good.
Yeah.
I can't wait for sports to come back.
Wish Georgia was in it, though. Unfortunately, Georgia did not participate in it this year.
Yeah. I don't. Do you think Kirby Smart wants a bunch of cameras filming everything he does?
No, not even close.
That's probably the lock of the decade right there.
Right.
Yeah, it is good. It is good, though. We talked to the producer, Steve, down at SEC Media Days. It's the same guy. Or at least one of them.
Box to Box. They're really good.
Yeah, they produced the F1 series on Netflix.
Drive to Survive. Right.
And he was
the old TV guy is coming out now.
Yeah, but it was he talked about, because I asked him the same question about the access, and he said, for the schools that participated, we got full access. We got to do everything we wanted to do. And if you've not had a chance to see it, it's really good.
We went to Brian Kelly's cocktail party in episode one.
Sure did. Yeah, Mike, have you seen any of this, by the way?
Yes, we're just talking about this off the air. It's funny because, you know, I always said, Stephen, I get why Kirby doesn't want to do it, and that's his prerogative. And when you're a back-to-back national championship coach, you get that. I just think it shows you the warts and all. You know, if you've got a deficiency, if there's an issue, if there's a personality conflict, we've seen it on Hard Knocks. That's the thing now. Some of it's lost some luster because teams want that final say, even though they try to maintain autonomy. You feel like the show gets monkeyed around with. It's not as raw as maybe it once was 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, and I ought to be clear. I think Kirby said no to this year at the late date that they approached versus no to all time, because the one thing that it is, it's pretty great advertising for the university and its revenue that you need in NIL. So
right.
I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, you saw Georgia, Alabama, if the show is a rating success, because that's what drives it.
No, yeah. Because remember, Carl, when the Drive to Survive started, the biggest teams, Mercedes and Ferrari, weren't on board. To Steve's point, and they realized they're missing out. And even a team that's successful is leaving dollars on the table.
It's, you know, a lot of people want to see if it works before it happens. In the NFL, they can assign you. In fact, Buffalo didn't want to be on Hard Knocks, but they have the right to assign it to you. So,
Steve,
let's go get a damn snack. One of the great lines of all time.
I want to double down on our conversation we had last week, because it was just hitting the news, and then the official announcement came with the ESPN NFL deal.
Yep.
Roger Goodell came out this week and said, you know, they're going to potentially maybe use the red zone. They have the ability to do it for college. I thought that was very interesting. But he also talked about the competition, you know, and they were saying, like, it's Apple and Google and Amazon. It's not other, you know, networks and things of that nature that are their competition. I just feel like at some point, first of all, my question to you is, why do you think they gave up? Because there have been rumors out there about why they gave up the network, right? NFL Network, and allowing ESPN to, now they have an equity stake, obviously, but giving up control of that. What was the reason behind that? And then ultimately, what do you see the goal being here? ESPN doing what?
Well, a couple of things. For ESPN, it was all about the games, baby. They picked up games when, you know, those deals aren't going to be reopened for years. And the games that they picked up have high, high value. For the NFL, it's pretty simple. We've talked about it many times on our program. Notice it's our program.
It is.
It's that cable television is a melting ice cube. So the NFL, who has a lot of things to do and a lot of priorities, didn't want to be in the business of running and managing. I mean, this is a deal 5.5 years in the making. It was not. And now ESPN's creating something that's going to be really interesting, because if you subscribe to cable or satellite, you're going to get this for no incremental charge. If you've never been a cable customer and you're just a sports fan, you're going to be able to buy it, let's call it a la carte, for $30.
Right.
But what they're going to be able to have on there is a couple of things that will make them a lot of money. First is incremental games. Second of all, ESPN's fantasy football and the NFL's fantasy football are merging into one company that ESPN will control. And that is a huge amount of data, a huge amount of people, and a very nice business for them. And then anything in the NFL, I mean, look, all of us last night watched preseason football on the NFL Network.
Right.
Now we'll be watching it on more games on ESPN. And guess what? We'll be watching.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And again, the NFL's they got a 10% stake of ESPN now.
Right. So if ESPN makes $2 billion a year, they'll get a nice $200 million dividend, and the value will go up, and it aligns them with a company in Disney that is probably the most powerful company in family entertainment in the world, or the history of entertainment.
Right.
So it's a good move for the NFL, and it's all about getting more games, more windows, more content. So Jimmy Pitaro and Bob Iger made a great deal, and I'm excited as a football fan. As far as other red zones, you know, we've had them before. ESPN had the goal line whip around, but they didn't have all the conferences, you know, and they don't have them now. And NBA had it on NBA TV. So we'll see. I do think there'll be more extensions of that, especially when digitally you can have almost an infinite number of things and streams on the internet.
And just real quick, Steve, because you were ahead of a network with ESPN and the NFL together, you know, in cahoots, Dan Patrick was saying, you know, how is there any objectivity as far as, you know, as a journalist, how do you cover this?
Journalist.
Don Van Atta, who writes for ESPN, said, oh, we've got objectivity. Really? I mean, you're in bed together. How are you going to have a story?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Who are you the official broadcaster of?
The Atlanta Hawks.
And?
We talk a lot of ish about the Atlanta Hawks.
And?
And you, but you're
the
a
Atlanta
cool.
Falcons. And are you in bed together? Have you ever held back a damn thing on Mike?
No, but then again, this isn't.
Then why would ESPN? If Mike Bell doesn't hold back, why would ESPN?
But this isn't a zillion-billion-dollar deal, with all due respect to our current partners, Carl.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've heard the journalists carping. You know, ESPN makes its money in entertainment. The E stands for Entertainment and Sports Network. You know, so I hear it, and I read everything Don Van Natta writes, and a lot of their guys are great. But at the end of the day, let's focus on the core, not the crust. Right. And we'll see.
Good stuff. Steve Koonin, appreciate you. Have a great weekend. And we will look for the schedule release next week. We're going to have something to talk about when you come back on the show, certainly from a Hawks perspective.
Yeah, maybe we do something next Thursday and talk it through.
Yeah, because it's going to be fun.
Before.
No, it's a good point. We'll do that.
Day-Day's going to be. We're in bed together. Come on.
In cahoots.
We're in cahoots, listeners.
All good, man. Take care, Steve.
All right, everybody be well.
Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO. Yeah, man. Good stuff, Mike. Look. No, we haven't held back. We don't, because we've told you that our checks don't come from the Atlanta Falcons. We've said this to you guys. But
Roger Goodell's a different kind of boss.
Yeah. and also the kind of reporting that you need. Here's the deal. Mike, are they going to do a thorough investigation if there's a huge scandal in the NFL?
That's the question. That's what I don't mind. And I get where Dan Patrick was coming from. We'll see.
Yeah. All right, man. Coming up, Strong Arm Story of the Day. We'll wrap things up. We get done at 5. We'll tell you what to look for tonight as the Falcons take on the Lions in their first preseason game of the year.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Guys, talk a little Braves before we talk Falcons and wrap things up here. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons countdown to kickoff coming up with Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan. Stay tuned for that at 5 o'clock. Around the Yard, brought to you by our friends at Zero Res Atlanta, Best Carpet Service, and Mark Spain. Mike, real quick, we talked about it earlier. Drake Baldwin, a great night last night. Hopefully he can continue to build on it. Five RBI, and he's in the running for Rookie of the Year. I think the most interesting thing we learned, right, was if he wins it, we get an additional pick.
Yeah, because years ago, if you guys take it all the way back to when Ronald Acuna was a rookie, and Carl and I was like, where's Acuna? Every day it was like a thing with us because, and look, it's not, I'm not picking on the Braves. Other teams do this. That's why this new rule is in place, is so that you can encourage teams not to get for that extra year of control,
right,
which is exactly what the Braves did. So we missed out on like what, the first 7 or 8 weeks of Ronald Acuna. So that's why if you win Rookie of the Year, they give you an extra first-round pick, which is great. And I think certainly Drake Baldwin is the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I do too. And again, I hope he gets it. But it tells you how talented this farm system has been. If this happens again with, you know, our man Money Man, Michael Money Harris, you know, winning it, now you turn right back around a couple of years later and you get another kid to come up and win it. He's 24 years old, immense talent, and we just hope he gets more opportunities. Hey, we know Falcons Lions tonight. By the way, post game tonight, it'll be Mike Johnson and Grant McCauley, as we told you about yesterday, with Grant coming on and visiting with us. But Mike, here's the deal. And the guy said to me, what do you care about most tonight? I want to see Jalen Walker. I want to see James Pierce Jr. Some of these guys, if James is going to play, we know Jalen's going to. Xavier Watts, just be in the mix, man. Let's see a little bit of this and see some of the things that Mike and I have been telling you about. I don't expect it to happen every play, guys. But, again, I think, Mike, the main thing is we just don't know if they're in there for two series, one, or if they're in there for a half. I don't know what that looks like tonight, right, for some of these guys.
Now, again, guys, we talked about, I mentioned Braylon Trice, if nothing else, I'll say sympathetic figure, but a guy we were looking really forward to seeing last year, and he got hurt, and that's why we went defense, trying to find some real edge rush. But that's a guy I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do. I know that there's other guys like D'Angelo Malone. It's kind of like poop or get off the pot time, right, for a late-round draft pick. That's another guy. Local ties, of course. You and I talked about Kobe Bryant, Kobe with a C, like what he does in practice. You already talked about those corners. And then, you know, on the offensive side, guys that are maybe trying to move up the depth chart behind Ray-Ray McCloud. We know we're going to see Darnell Mooney back at some point.
Some point, yeah.
But Mooney is banged up. So we'll see. I mean, we've talked about DS5, David Sills the fifth. Then there's, you know, there's a couple of other dudes that, you know, Nick Nash, for instance, you know, is he going to have a shot out there? So when you look at the depth chart and you say, you know, do any of these guys have a chance to crack this line? Remember, you know, Felipe Franks is still here. You'll probably see him out there tonight.
That's true.
Lord knows where he winds up, but you know, there is a depth chart behind Kyle Pitts and Charlie Warner.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Felipe actually caught a touchdown, I think, Tuesday, or it had to be Tuesday, Mike, in the scrimmage. It wasn't the live scrimmage like we saw on Wednesday, but he is still here. You're right. It's funny that 84 is still roaming around. I think they still love his versatility.
Right, but the inside, you mentioned it earlier, the inside of the line, you know, do we have a better rotation? Rook, row, you know, I don't believe we're going to see him, but you said Brandon Dorlas, Kentavious Street, you know, Taquan, and the guy that, you know, remember I was calling Megan Fox, Morgan Fox. I'm not sure we're going to see a veteran out there tonight, but we do have some dudes. We certainly have more depth, and that's one of the things. There will be some harder decisions to make cuts than probably we have in the last 4 years, five years on this team.
I do agree with that, and that means we've gotten better players. So hopefully, and across the board, like when you're cutting guys that would normally make the team, that means you got better players. You got more choices. And so that's where you want to be. Hey, Monday, we are back at you guys, 2 o'clock, live from Hooters. The Tajma Hooters, we're back up there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, up there in Buford, guys, right there by the Mall of Georgia. If you've not had a chance to come out and visit with us, please do. We'd love to get a chance to see you. Those are our last 3 days up there. We'll be up there during the season at some point, but as far as camp is concerned, because that shuts down really those open practices, and so we're excited about being back up there. But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, just a reminder, as we'll be talking about the game and all the things that happened this weekend.
Yeah, last night we talked to Carl real quick. Just, it was sort of a tale of two ways of handling your preseason. You saw Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, like they hadn't skipped a beat, and you saw Anthony Richardson showing you why they got to play him in a preseason game, because he still doesn't know how the NFL works and basically completely ignores a linebacker is locked on one side. He gets beat up. So now they're jammed up at the quarterback position, at least for the short term with a pinky injury. So I know a lot of folks have different takes on how we should be handling it. But I know one thing for certain. I can't wait to see Tuesday and Wednesday when the Titans are here at practice.
No doubt. Browns, Carolina tonight, Commanders, Patriots as well. There's preseason games all weekend. We'll recap all this stuff, man, and make sure you come out and hang out with us if you get an opportunity. All right, we got to get out of the way again. Falcons countdown to kickoff coming up, getting you ready for tonight's contest. That's with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and then they'll lead into the Falcons pregame as well. So stay right here. All right, Big O, back at the studio, man. Let's clear our throat. Hey, man, thanks to Bryant McFadden for stopping by, kind of giving us his camp layout. He's been all over the country, all over the place. Great stuff with him. It's online at odyssey.com. Thanks to Steve Coonan as well. Normal Friday show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.